What's up, everyone, and welcome to the 27th episode of the Sad Nauz CEDH podcast, the Chaos 6 recap. My name is Kian, otherwise known as Varlis, and joining me, as always, is O3 Adam, better known as Poppy Phobia.
What's up, everybody?
And also joining us today is Bevan, Chaos 6 champion, better known as Tishu. A new guest on our show, the People's Champion, the Vroom King, Kevin. But before we get into any of this recap, Adam, I think we have some triggers to resolve in our upkeep.
Yeah, thank you, Kian. So first, we'd like to shout out all of our high-tier patrons. Thank you to Doot, Usable Object, Doot. Senator Tom, Scorish, Unorthodox Bird, M. Pfefferman, Jeff Bezos, Domino, Just Ice, Geos Justin, and our resident Chad Nauz patron, Valhalla C. If you'd like to support us as well, you can do so at patreon.com/sadnauz, and you too can get a shout out, appear on an episode, get a bunch of merch, all these cool things by donating some money to us through Patreon. For those of you going to Magic Fest Philly, thanks to the kindness of Callahan from the Mind Sculptors, I will be attending that event. Thank you, Callahan, for helping me out with that. And so if you're going to be at MagicCon Philly, look for me. I'll be in my Sad Nauz jersey throwing games for content.
Repping the gang. Sad Nauz is now known for throwing games for content across the CDH world. Throw games then, for content. Fuck winning.
And then for everybody going to Punt City 2, all of Sad Nauz will be there, or at least all the important guys. If you'd like to meet the boys, if you'd like to vroom with us, if you'd like to watch us throw more games for content, make sure you attend the event and give rooming with us. We'll be there. Punt City 2 in Philly. We'll be getting Steak Sammy's. We could probably do like a big Steak Sammy meetup or something. Who knows? But
Angelo's. Fuck you, dude. Angelo's.
Yeah, something like that. Angelo's. All right. But with that, we're going to get into the main phase. So for those of you that are unaware, a recent tournament just happened, a small tournament that, you know, we used to be pretty involved with called Chaos, Chaos 6 specifically, recently just passed us. And a goofy boy won the whole thing. That goofy boy being our friend Bevan. He's Bevan now because he shaved a beard, he grew the hair out, he's a new man, and so you look like a slightly different version of Cam from Play to Win. So
I'll tell you, Cam's pretty
he looks like Cam's cool uncle.
Yeah, you're Cam's uncle Kevin.
Hey kid, you want a beard?
Oh man, but yeah, so Kevin won Chaos 6. It's the first time that Sad Nauz made it to a top four in a tournament. And then Kevin was like, you know what? How about I just win the whole thing and not throw for content this time?
True. Almost did, though.
Yeah, almost did, though. But so, yeah, so we're very proud of our boy, Kevin. We're very happy with his results. Kian, did you compete in that tournament? No. So Kevin's the only representative of Sad Nauz there, and he won the whole thing. So we're pretty happy with our boys. So what we're doing today is we're recapping Chaos 6 and doing a little champion interview with our special guest, Bevan.
Our special guest. Yo.
I know you wanted someone interesting on here, and then I fucking took it and I was like, oh boy, I get to be on Sad Nauz.
Kevin's like, I haven't been on like the last four episodes. Now I finally get a chance.
I had to fucking earn my way on while you just fucking get on every episode.
Hey, listen, me and Kian are this is a what is I want is what is it called, like a tyranny? I don't know what I'm trying
this
to
is
say.
This is
a dictatorship. Determine everything. No. So so let's get right into it. So Chaos 6, it just happened for the month of January. It was the first online event of the year, besides Mox Masters. It's the first big online event. There was about 150 signups, 150 competitors, and it was pretty, pretty cool, pretty cutthroat. There was a lot of nail biters, a lot of fun stuff going on, a lot of goofy commanders, similar shit that you see at a Chaos tournament. The meta was pretty wide, favored the turbo decks, 90 minutes, no turns. What was it? Four rounds. So the Swiss was all fucked up because they don't add enough rounds for this online event. So there's like 40 people with the same amount of points and they're all in contention for top 16. It was kind of messed up, but we'll get into all of that as things go on. But let's recap the event. Me and Keem were watching from the sidelines. Kevin, what did you think of Chaos 6 outside of your win? Was it a good event? I mean, we've played in a lot of Chaoses at this point. We've even sponsored one. So, like, what did you think of this one?
So I've only been in two because I missed five, unfortunately. I think they switched to Command Tower, which is the software that recently got made by Eminence or whatever. I don't know all the details. All I know is Command Tower is way fucking better. The previous shit they used was dog shit.
You don't like Squirebot, dude? You don't like Squirebot?
I actually wanted to drop every time I'd use that shitty software. So Command Tower was fucking awesome. Being able to just refresh a page and see my pod and not have it fucking, you know, randomly rearranged like at Oko is great. Yeah, so like having a functional tournament structure, pretty fucking cool. As for the tournament itself, 90 minutes, no turns, I think is like the way to go for now on. Because, like, two of my three wins in Swiss, I would have had as ties if it had been 75 minutes. Just because, like, I needed fucking five extra minutes. And if I didn't have them, I wasn't going to get there. So I really like the event. I think it was done well. I think it was, the player meeting was really good. They gave a lot of good info. But, you know, I think there could be some small improvements. Overall, yeah. Like, 8 out of 10.
So I will touch on like some of the things that you mentioned, because there's a lot of cool stuff that like behind the scenes goes on that people just kind of get like it gets like thrown on the table and like nobody knows where it comes from. Right. So like 90 minutes, no turns has been a tournament structure that there's been a lot of math in like the tournament organizing community about what's the perfect structure for events, whether that be online or in person. Eminence has kind of been at the forefront of that lately because for people that don't know, there was a recent event. It would have been the last Playing with Power event where I think it went like it was a 16-hour event. Like it was ridiculous. It was like way too long. And people were like, this fucking sucks. Nobody likes this. We want to go home and whatever. It was like it was excruciatingly long. And it was because there was rounds after time was called. So like if the game ended, there would be turns, right? Not rounds. Yeah, it'd be turns. And so everybody would get a turn starting with player zero. And what's funny is when you know you're going to lose the game for some reason, you just stop casting your spells and your turn takes 45 fucking minutes. And it's stupid. So the solution to this was basically we're going to cut turns out of the equation. There's going to be no more turns in CDH. And then what the problem was we were initially doing 75 minute rounds. And what that led to was, like Kevin was saying, people not being able to close out the game and then lots of games ending in draws because everybody gets one turn after 75 minutes. And then if there's no turns at 75 minutes, there's not enough time. So to make up for not having turns, you extend the tournament another 15 minutes. That's plenty of time for everybody to essentially have a 75-minute game with extra turns. Instead, it's allotted into just 90 minutes. And guess what? That works. And you don't need turns in four player because that doesn't make any fucking sense. Why do you need turns after time is called? They use it in 60 card because in turns, it just means each player gets an extra turn. It's very short and simple, and it takes like 10 minutes to resolve time in round. Whereas in CDH, it takes like an hour just to get through turns. Like, why would we want to?
Turns are dumb. Like when the game is over, just whoever has the highest life total should win.
No, that's even stupider. Don't even bring that up. In tournament CDH,
I agree with this.
In tournament CDH, like draws are cool. Should they be incentivized is a whole nother thing. But like, yeah. So that's the best. That's like the best part about these events, and I'm glad that like Eminence had the balls to kind of do that. I mean, Chaos started it by eliminating turns, but 75 minute rounds was way too short. Like that was like, whoa, yikers. So like then they adopted this Eminence structure of 90 minutes. And then you want to talk about Command Tower. Oh my God, dude. So much better than Squirebot. Squirebot is freaking dog.
Squirebot's a piece of shit. fuck a Squirebot.
Sorry, Monarch. You fucking went balls deep and it didn't work. You're stop, the Betamax
stop,
of fucking...
No, stop. I will say that in the future, if you haven't already and you're a tournament organizer, you should really look into Command Tower. It's hands down the best software.
Chill.
I know that Monarch it was recently purchased by Mark Anthony, a good friend of ours, friend of the show. Mark, you know, hey... Command Tower is $100, man, and you don't have to worry about programming or software or shit failing. It's like it's a pretty good, simple solution. So check it out. But other than that, Yeah, I thought Chaos 6 ran way better than like the previous Chaoses. Everybody seemed happier. It's a little sketchy, like not sketchy. It's a little like weird at first to make an account on Eminence's site and then log into your account. But if, I mean, shit, almost all the tournaments are going to be using Command Tower nowadays. So you might as well make your account and just get used to it. Yeah. But yeah, other than that, hey, that'd be cool.
Can I see your Eminence profile?
Okay, so about my Eminence profile, actually, it's down for repairs right now, so I can't share the link.
But yeah. Oh, mine is okay, so right, fucking right. Goated right now. It's so awesome. I never want to play another tournament ever.
I actually have wins. My Eminence profile used to be 0-3, and I have wins now, so like it's not that bad.
But where'd you get those?
I got those. I got two wins at Punt City 1. I took 21st.
Oh, my bad. No, wait, it refreshes yearly though.
It does not. But yeah,
I think it's just
oh, so you're looking on it now. So that means the site's not down. Got him.
I tried to open a tab, and I remembered that it didn't work. Yeah, but yeah,
Kevin. Before we dive into like your actual like games and shit, what were you looking forward to or like fretting the most when like pulling up on Saturday, like or like.
That's a fucking heavy question, bud. I can actually get a little more detail than I think you expected. I almost dropped from the tournament. I was having a really fucking rough Friday, just various reasons. I was having just like a really fucking bad time with my life. And I wasn't feeling it. I wasn't feeling a lot of things, really. But like, I was like, dude, fuck this tournament. I don't give a fuck about Magic right now. It's the fucking furthest thing from my mind. And I woke up like an hour early and I was like, okay, fuck it. I'll do it. I don't want to, but I'll do it. And I did the thing that I didn't do in Oko, which is I said, I don't care if I'm super bummed. I'm just going to go for it. And it worked. And I almost dropped the whole fucking tournament because I was fucking not having a good time. So, you know, believe in yourself. That's the real moral of the story is like genuinely like no memes, no bullshit. Do not get down on yourself because tournaments are hard. They're long. They're going to fucking drag you through the sludge. You're going to have a real bad time. Just prepare for that. Like mentally prepare for you beating up on yourself. You can't do that. You gotta be your best ally. You are your own best friend for this tournament, for any tournament.
I'm usually mentally prepared when I start to, you know, beat myself. So it's usually in the right frame of mind when that time comes.
But I don't know what you're referencing here, but I'm gonna go with the not the inappropriate one.
Yeah, seriously, like that. So coming into the tournament, what did I dread the most? The whole fucking tournament. I didn't want to play at all. My mind was not focused. I was not ready. But I forced myself to, and I just said, fuck it. We will play, and we will go 1-3, and we will have a good time.
Good.
And I went 3-1 and had a little bit better of a time. So, you know, what do I look forward to, though? Just practicing more, you know, getting some more reps with Jailer. Hopefully getting some breach wins on camera, which I got a couple. I got them recorded on my Twitch even. So yeah, like, you know, highs and lows, like a little long for your question, but that's
maybe,
all. Yeah,
maybe next time you can use the Sadnoz Twitch and not your personal Twitch, you know, it's not
set me up with it.
I literally, I asked you if you wanted to use the Twitch and you said, no, dude, I'm using my own Twitch. Bear go bear.
It was already done. I hit one button and it worked.
Buttons and it works too.
Yeah. You hit stream key. We give you the stream key and then you hit start.
Bada bing, bada boom.
You know what? Next time we'll do it. Sorry that you can't get the clout, Adam.
It's not my clout. It's all of our clout.
No.
You had mine. It's okay. I checked. You only had like two viewers the whole time. One of them was me. Like the other one was Jordan.
I think 7 was my actual peak.
Hey, there you go. You're almost a partner. I was watching Kevin too, but Kevin was on like almost all of the feature matches throughout the day.
Wait, was I?
Yes, you were on like 3 of them through Chaos.
What the fuck, dude? I only knew about the big boy one. I thought it was on shit.
No, they did the one with you and David when David almost threw the game.
Yeah.
The only reason I can fucking shit talk him because he's on our team. I'm just going to beat his ass. Almost threw my whole fucking tournament in the trash can.
Like going into it, you're talking about like you're bummed out, you're not really feeling it. Like, did you won your first game, right? And you were pretty hyped about that. I remember you kind of like in our group chat, you were like, "Oh my god, I won it!" Bevan is the best.
Feels good, baby. It's a good start to the day. It's tempo, you know. When you win your first game, like It's not, A, it's good for breakers, right? But like B, like it for your emotions, for your feelings, it's fucking awesome to just be like, whew, started on a good one. I can lose one and not feel too shitty.
Mm-hmm.
So then after your first game, how did your day go from that point on? Like, did kind of all your emotions kind of leave after that first win? And you're like, you know what? Today's a much better day.
So all of the problems I had got backburnered hard. But, like, emotional tenseness was just, it just got worse and fucking worse and worse each game. So game two, so game one was just, like, I breached people, right? Like, I played okay, and then, like, I played breach, and no one had an answer to breach because breach is fucking broken. And then game two, I literally had the win on board, and I just made some dipshit fucking mistake because I couldn't count for some reason. And I was like, oh, cool, I guess I just fucking lost the game for no reason. But that thing I said before, where if you win your first one, it doesn't feel so bad if you lose. So I was feeling okay, but I knew I needed to focus. Like, my nerves are a little jittery, and I was like, you know, I wasn't fully head in the game.
So did you...
Starting on game three, my horse visors were just focused, and I was like, okay, I gotta play well. Like, I gotta mull to fish because it's the best fucking card in CEDH. Don't let anyone else tell you the opposite. It is fucking broken to draw cards. It's not fair to have more cards than your opponents. And so I just did that. I did that, and I looked for breach. And then David almost fucking threw the game because with a goddamn opposition agent up, he was like, hey, if I cast Mystical Tutor, will you get rid of Najeela? Like, bro, chill. And then Blue Farm player grabs fucking Adnaz. What a shocker. Wow, he didn't grab the removal that you promised.
Well, Adnaz is removal, because if you don't get a turn, then the Najeela player is not a problem.
Which, by the way, it was a legitimate sad Naz. That man Nazed all the way to two and was like, I don't have it. And we were like, come on, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And then he fucking died. And then, yeah, he removed himself. So good enough for me.
Fear into the Abyss confirmed bad card. Always
was that,
top
was
five.
That, was that our buddy Pong? Was that Pingmeister Pong? Was that the game where
yep.
they...
I think it was.
Is it
that he fucking... He Nazed and then
sad
like, here was
sad
like, literally
sad
like the third
Nazed, sad Nazed.
He was already at 20, like 7, 5, something. He was already very low because I kept bonking him.
Hit him so, with the bonk step. Did you see any Slicer at this event?
No, God, thank the Lord. And that slide deck fucks me hard.
Dude, we played Slicer. We played Slicer against like some locals at the LGS. Dude, Slicer was slapping us up. Did any of us get a game on Slicer?
No.
I got a game. You know why I got a game?
Why?
Blue Elemental Blast. Goated card.
So that's cool. I mean, you the only game you lost the entire event was your second game.
Yep, and it was just like I had 4 mana available. I had a Grim Hireling on board, and I had 1 untapped black mana on a talisman. I guess it was 2 colors, but I don't know what the other one was. And I had a consultation in hand, and so I had cast a Revy. And they were fighting over it with counter spells, and I was like, I have a consultation in hand, and my Thoracle's gone. I should consult for a counter spell and fight for my Derevi, because Derevi plus Grim Hireling is, like, so much mana, like, blocks don't matter. You just win. And I accidentally burned my black mana that I needed, because when I got done counting afterwards, I was like, oh, hey, if I had saved that 1 black mana, Grim Hireling can make 4 treasures off of 2 guaranteed attacks. Then I was like, oh. Should have counted. Should have counted a little bit, not just fucking rip consultation.
Yeah, that's all right.
17% chance to lose.
Okay. Well, it happens. Yeah. It happens.
It
so,
happens. But like, yeah, just stay focused. Is you know,
yeah.
I gotta stay focused, not do dumb shit.
So then at the last round of Swiss, I remember that there was an option for your table to draw,
yes.
And
oh, God, this is a fun game.
Yeah, and you guys had the ability to draw, and it was like to guarantee that some players would make it, and some players like it, the thought was maybe all of you guys could make it if you drew, and someone
think I was going to.
Yeah, and a few people at the table didn't believe that statistic, so you guys played it out, even though at the time of the game you were all in the top 16. Do you want to kind of explain like why you guys didn't elect to draw, and then what happened subsequently after that?
Sure. So, yeah, basically, we started off the game. I think I was, oh, God, was I second seed in that game? I don't remember. I think I was, like, second seed.
Oh, funny you ask. I can look it up, but continue.
Yeah, look it up. So we started off, and I said, hey, guys, before we start, thoughts on a draw. We all kind of talked about it. And I think it was the guy who was like, oh, I was fourth in that game. I was not good. I was last in that one. That's where I was. And so I think the second seat guy ended up saying no to the draw. And I was like, okay, cool. You know, I know the MTR well enough. Like, we can draw at any time. Like, literally someone can win the game and we can draw. And like 3 seconds after starting our match, first player did their shit, drew their card. Someone says, oh, hey, all of the tables beneath us just agreed to a tie because we looked on Command Tower. Good software. And then we checked. We realized, like, goddamn, if we elect to draw, at least 3 of us are getting in, almost guaranteed. And I knew I was probably the odd duck out. And I said flat out, I said, you know, I will, I'll give it up. Like, I'll let you guys in if you want. Like, you can just go forward. I don't care. And then one guy said no, so we played it out. And yeah, I ended up winning that one. And it was a pretty fun win. So I ended my third turn. Fourth turn, because I had 4 lands. I had 4 lands and Lotus Petal or something. I said pass. You know, pretty suspect, right? You got 2 black pips. Everyone knows what you're playing. Goes around the table, gets to the final player, Zane. And Zane called out when I passed my turn. He was like, ad nauseam, man. I'm pretty good. Yep. And on his instep, he was like, yeah, you got anything? I said, yeah, sure. I'll fucking rip the Nas. I don't need this Lotus Petal. So I do. He has no answers. The other guy has no answers. Third guy says, I have an answer, but you're not going to like it. He rips his own Nas. So Zane says, fuck this. Consultation. Or no, he tainted pact for Flusterstorm, and he flustered 2 Nases with 1 fluster, which is one of the most value Flusterstorms I've ever seen. And, hold on. Another big part of that game. Hold on. 5 seconds before that. Zane tried to win on this turn. The turn that I Nas, he tried to win. This guy, and this is where, we got into an argument on fucking Discord. Okay, bringing back episode 5. King making in the fucking real world. I had a pact of negation in hand. I could not pay for it. Like, there was no way I was going to be able to pay for it. Because I knew that I didn't have the 2 blue. For whatever reason, I didn't have 2 blue. I think. So, Zane goes to cast a fucking defense grid, right? And I flash the pact. I said, hey, I've got pact. I will make both of us lose this tournament. I threatened him with fucking knocking him out of the tournament after we all agreed not to tie. I said, I will cast this. I am legally obligated. You will not resolve that. And he took it off the stack because of my threat. So when people say you don't king make it, fuck you. Pact of negation is good. Have the strength.
Good talk, man. I'm a team cast your spells, cast your pact.
Yeah, team cast your spells.
Throw your packed cock on the table and let everybody see it.
The only way that not doing the pact is, like let me put it this way, right? If you accept defeat, you're weak.
You're a weak person.
You're garbage. Agreed to lose the game in a game where the only fucking point is to win.
You don't deserve to vroom.
Correct. You don't vroom hard enough. I literally said, Zane, I will fucking ruin both of our lives. I will fucking knock you from this tournament. And he said, okay. And he passed, and I goddamn won because of it. Because Breach is a broken card.
His Breach is busted.
Yeah.
No, so, it's good. Yeah, I mean.
That was an exciting fucking game. When I won that one, I was like, holy shit, I made top 16. And that reminded me of a conversation I had with Kian the night before. I said, Kian, if I get top 16, I'll buy everyone cheeseburgers.
All right, listen.
And we're still waiting. No. Right. And we're still fucking waiting.
We're still fucking waiting. You, I made you promise that you would buy me a cheesesteak. But that brings me on to a point I want to bring up, Kevin. You pep-talked me through Oko, right? I did the exact same thing for you the week prior, this whole week through this event. You were like, dude, I'm not gonna do good. I'm not gonna make stop. I'm like, Kevin, shut the fuck up. You're going to win the whole goddamn thing. Stop saying you're going to get top 16. That's pussy shit. You're going to win the event, and that's all that matters. And then I know we've been, me and you have been DMing, and then, like, we've also been at, like, Spencer's house and stuff, like, in our local playgroup, whatever, doing hands and stuff. Like, you've been keeping mid-hands, and I feel like this is a testament to you keeping not mid-hands.
Do straight up, keeping shitter hands is what kept me losing games.
Yeah.
I think it was finals to skip ahead. And I was going to keep this disgusting, like, not quite disgusting, but like almost disgusting if I top decked a land second seven, I think.
Second seven.
It was basically turn two Thor Oracle. It was fucking disgusting. It was turn two Thor Oracle with backup. And I was like, I'm not going to keep this. It's too mid. And I ended up mulling to worse, right? But like I said out loud, I said, don't keep bad hands. And two of the other guys laughed and said, yeah, pretty good strategy. And that was me kind of autistically telling myself, like, don't keep bad hands.
Good job.
I repeated what you taught me. Keep good hands. And I still didn't keep a good hand because mull to five kind of sucks.
I mean, hey, you won the game. Who cares?
True. I cast Najeela and won the
Jailer
game.
You're playing casual magic.
Yep.
So, hey, that's why Najeela's so broken, though, because sometimes it's just good enough by itself. Six unaffected combat, you're dead. The table's dead. Get it gone. Okay? Yeah. Six unaffected combat.
I had
combats.
Another Jailer at the table doing half the work for me, which is fucking great.
Hey, I have a question. Was Memo giving you tokens or no?
No, it was fucking hilarious. We discussed it. So I actually offered it to him at first. I said, hey, Mima, I'll make you a deal. Don't attack me, and I will give you warrior tokens. And he was like, ooh. And I was even noting my triggers on the stream. I was like, Najeela, trigger off your attacks. I said, I'll give you 3 tokens. And he said, give me 4. And I said, I can only do 3. And he said, fine, you get hit. And he bonked me. So at that point, it was war.
Yeah.
No. I was Memo, ready to give him tokens.
Memo is a cool dude too. Like, like he did an episode on like CDH TV talking about his Najeela deck. By the way, funny that Memo gets the spotlight even though you win. But hey,
even though you won,
know.
Yeah. What the heck?
Come on, Mons. What are we doing? Favoritism. Come on. No, but
yeah. Come on, dude. We have the person that's been Najeela. Like, or we got Kevin. And then we got the person that's been on Najeela the whole time. Like,
yeah,
Adam's
I've been playing
Najeela
my whole life. I've never played any.
Yeah, he definitely didn't pick it up way after me.
First off, I didn't pick it up way after you. Okay, you played it once. You won a local event, and then you stopped playing it for the rest of your days.
Bro, I played it at least 30.
Listen,
times.
I have been trying to get either of you guys on the our play group on the deck for like 3
Ever.
Years, and then
and
Kevin
AJ
finally
doesn't
did
count.
It.
AJ doesn't count because AJ tried to play Najeela, but AJ
Bruce. AJ is a bonk, okay? He only knows how to play Cody.
Fucking okay. So honestly, like, I'm going to give a lot of this tournament win to you, Kian. Like, there are 3 separate events that you did.
Kian, you won a tournament. Wait, Kevin. You're off the episode, Kevin. This is now Kian's championship.
Yeah,
episode.
What's up, guys? I won Chaos 6. I just played better than everybody else. Room.
True. Yeah. Get good, yeah, so, scrubs.
There were 3 key events I remember for me getting there, right? Like, so the first one was me just playing the deck in general, playing Najeela. I was at Spencer's house, which is another Sad Noz member you never fucking see. Bring Spencer back, hashtag let him return. Kian
hashtag Spencer
fucking,
buy a mic.
Never
buy a mic and good webcam.
So Kian comes over to me and he's like, bro, he's fucking drunk out of his mind. Bro, you should play Najeela. And I was like, tell me about it, show me. And like, he pulled up a deck list or something, and he kind of convinced me. I was like, yeah, you know, Jailer looking kind of interesting, I will give this a shot. And I went home and I looked at the deck. I think it was Pongo's mid-range list. It was one of the 2
probably
on the TV. And it took kind of a mishmack between the 2, right? And I mixed them together and I said, you know, I like this, I like the value, I like the combat, it's fun. I love Derevi. My first CDH deck was Derevi. It was terrible and I loved it. And so seeing Derevi come back, I was like, it's not Derevi, but it's kind of close. So you got me onto the deck. And then later down the road, right before we went to Oko, you said, hey, fuck mid-range, you should play Turbo. And I was like, eh, maybe. I don't know. Then I met a whole bunch of different people, certain secretive people, at the events. And one of them, Billy, he got me on Turbo Najeela. And I looked at his list, and I played it, and I was like, damn, this feels kind of good. So I went home, I researched it more, and I said, you know what, Kian was fucking right. I'll play Turbo Najeela. I'll try it out. I don't know how to breach. I don't play Noz decks very well. Frog is not a Noz deck, apparently.
Well, he said it. You heard it here. Video evidence. Video evidence. We got him, boys.
Not a Noz deck. Oh, my God.
We got him.
But yeah, like, I don't play these decks, so I was like, fuck it, I'll try it. Like, I know how to play Najeela. I did not know how to play this deck. Bro, holy shit, this deck is fucking goofy. It is not obvious if you don't know how to play Blue Farm. Because let's be real, it's Blue Farm with Veil of Summer. It's fucking fine. It's a good deck. Yeah, and then the third one was you hyping me up for this event. Those were the 3 big things I was like, damn, Kian was very pivotal, and me doing well in this tournament. You know, so like, thank you. Like,
Kian is very pitiful.
And to people listening,
I'm glad you listened.
Be your own friends or have a friend that fucking pumps you up. Don't tell yourself I'm gonna fuck up. Tell yourself I'm gonna succeed and I'm gonna try as best as I can. And if I don't succeed, I'm gonna learn. Spin it to positivity, because there's a lot of reasons to feel shitty about yourself in life, and a dumb fucking children's card game should not be another one.
True. Yeah, we were. I was definitely vrooming and cooming through your whole tournament. I was proud of the boy. You know, there are some plays we discussed that are like, oh, we could have done this better, XYZ, right? But that ultimately it didn't matter. Okay, you won. I was proud. At the last pod, dude, I was like,
after game four, I was like shaking, right? I was like, okay, cool. I was like, I got a little bit of fucking wiggle on me. I had to calm down. Like, I was not doing great because I was like freaking the fuck out. But I got it together for game five and won, right? Like, I think the Zane game before was game five. That was top 16, right? I won that one. And I was like, when I was done, I was like, holy shit. I was so fucking rocked out of my mind.
Rock hard out of your mind.
Rocked.
Rocko out of your mind?
My mind. Rocko. Good deck. We'll get to that. So I had to get the fuck up, go to my bathroom, and just stand in front of the sink and just fucking shake. And I was like, we were in final pod, and they were like, yeah, you guys want like 2 minutes to get to go to the bathroom? And I was like, yes, perfect. 2 minutes. Perfect. Give me 2 minutes, please. I fucking hyperventilated like none other. I just sat there and I was like, focus, breathing. I was like, okay, don't keep bad hands, play the game. And then, bro, like when that guy passed to my final turn and they were like, I guess that's game. And I was like, is that game? And they're like, yeah, I think that's game. I was just like, I don't want to swing him anyways.
Kevin just has one more chance to fuck up combat.
So what was fun and what sucked was I had a DT, and I was like, if I top deck a land, I don't have to go to combat. I can fucking breach these nerds. I can put a fucking fireworks show for the stream, right? And I went DT, and this dude went packed. So I was like, okay, fine, fuck you, bonk, whatever. Game over. I win the tournament.
Yeah, bonk. That's funny. Packed.
Packed.
No. He kept an LED up for that pact, too. Yeah. I was like, damn.
Yeah, he did.
What a Chad move.
Later, I know that the stream was confused, and a lot of us at home were confused. Like, why did he play the LED into the Dockside Loop deck that just needed one more artifact to combo? I guess it was for the pact, which I guess is sound reasoning, but, you know.
I think that's why he said he played it. I don't remember if the Oof was on the board or not. I honestly don't know. I think Oof came afterwards.
I think Oof came before.
Yeah, I don't remember. I just remember that he played it. He like justified it because we talked after the game. Like, after all the fucking fanfare, I got into the chaos whatever chat and I talked to him. One of the other guys, everyone but the not Blue Farm,
Tevish Krom.
Tevish Krom. I think everyone but that guy joined, and we just talked. We had a good time chit-chatting about the game. What was fun is the Rocko player, who, by the way, Rocko, I think I gave Rocko some props on our top 10 as like my like 11th deck. Holy shit, was I right? What a strong deck. What a strong deck. That thing was winning every single turn.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I was talking to him, and he said that when he got done, he checked his Discord messages, and his friend was like, Guy, use your fucking words. Use your words to not lose this game. You're going to lose to politicking. And yeah, he lost to politics.
And he lost to Kevin politicking.
Imagine losing to politics. Politics is not a viable strategy in CDH, folks.
You just sit down and play your cards.
Like, straight up, I know it's going to sound arrogant, but I resolved, like, straight up zero relevant permanents. I think I resolved two talismans, which, like, sure, extra combat, right?
Talisman and Fellowarstone.
It was Talisman, Fellowarstone, and then a fucking City of Brass or something. Those are the only cards I played that did anything all game after Najeela. That was a masterclass in politicking because I had no rights to win that game. I was fucked. I had no value. I had no real tempo. I had no reason. I had no way to win. I had nothing. And those people just got convinced to lose. So use your words. They're powerful.
Words are powerful.
Words are powerful. Speaking of powerful words, I hear there's these powerful words on the bottom of magic cards.
Of magic cards, yeah. Thanks, Adam. We'll move on to the best segment of the show, the flavor text of the week. If you guys don't know what the flavor text of the week is, or just tuning in the podcast for the first time, it's where I, Kian, try to stump the podcast and you with a challenging flavor text trip. So if you guys want to hop in our Discord, use spoiler tags for the answer in the flavor text judge Discord channel. All right, so we will begin with the cast's flavor text of the week. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think is going to get this one?
It's going to be me, 100%.
You 100%? Okay. All right, so there is power in the abyss, in blackness more profound than the darkest dreams.
Peer into the abyss?
No.
No, I've read that one. It's not that. Sorry, can you go one more time?
There is power in the abyss, in the blackness more profound than the darkest dreams.
Grim Hireling.
That does not have flavor text.
I just didn't know.
Neither does Peer into the abyss.
I'm thinking, I don't know if I'm right, but my thought process was, Kian's going to pick a card that's relevant to Najeela. I don't know if that's actually what you did. And I was planning on reading through all of my flavor texts in my deck. I didn't do that. So, there's darkness in the abyss.
It's a black card?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay. I'm thinking it's mono black.
Is it?
It's not fucking Mnemonic Betrayal, because that has I looked up that one.
No.
Mnemonic Betrayal is a good card, though. You should play it. We've been telling you since day one.
Dude,
get
me
on
and Bet actually good. Straight the fuck up. Yo, my game two, I think, I fucking was able to Culling Writ into 20 mana and cast a Meme Bet. It was disgusting.
Yeah. See what happens when you listen to my card choices, Kevin? You win games.
True. I got Ranger Captained, but yeah, whatever. Like, it still did pretty well. Yeah. God, fuck. What are we doing here? Something in the abyss. It's gotta be. It's not fucking Limduel's vault, is it?
No.
Okay. I'll ask. Is it in my turbo list?
No, it's not in Najeela.
I feel like you should have. That would have been easy. You should have done that.
Yeah, I'm doing one in a Najeela one for the audience.
Okay, it's Derevi. I don't know if Derevi even has text. The power in the abyss. Was it printed in the last 5 years?
Yes.
Ooh. Oh, whoa.
Wait,
whoa.
Maybe.
Wait, what's the...
It got printed in Adam's favorite set. That's the hint.
I don't know what your favorite set is, Adam.
Fuck, I don't know what my favorite set is.
What do you mean?
Bro.
Wait, what's my favorite set? Okay, give me a sec. Let me think. This is harder than the my favorite set. What do I
I'm fucking lost, dude. And this is a CEDH playable card, correct?
Is printed in Adam's favorite
it's
set?
Not.
That's my favorite set.
Oh, dude, I don't know then.
Wait, it's not CEDH playable?
No.
Is it that 7-mana dog shit card you just showed me? The fucking one that discards your hand and lets
Tetsumok?
You do it for 3?
Is it Tetsumok?
It's not
no,
Tetsumok.
No. Is it that sorcery that you discard your hand and then you tutor for 3 specific cards?
I need a name.
I fucking know, bro. I gotta go to
school. Wait. Say it again.
It's 5 black, black. It's a sorcery that says, it's like one of the words starts with a B, I think. And it's discard your hand, 2 to your library for 3 cards, put them in your hand. I don't fucking know what it is.
It's from your favorite set, Adam.
What's it's from my Avacyn Restored, I think.
That's not in the last 5 years.
He said maybe. That's why he said he wasn't sure.
Avacyn Restored, my favorite set? What's my favorite set?
Here we go. I literally know what it is. I just fucking don't know the name because I'm not a name person. I'm sorry, Ludoscooter, I failed you. MV equals 5BB T colon sorcery.
Come on, Adam. How do you not know your favorite set?
Colon. Quotation mark.
I don't know my favorite set.
It starts with an S.
Your library.
Snakey snake. What's my favorite set? I have no idea.
Bro, I don't fucking know.
Shadows over.
Oh, Shadows. Okay, that's what I thought my favorite set, but you said printed in the last 5 years. Shadows over Innistrad was.
And then I said maybe.
That set was from 8 years ago, you bonk.
Same thing, whatever.
Wait, is it really?
Okay, so Shadows Over Innistrad, black card that makes you discard your hand. Triskaidekaphile?
No.
Triskaidekaphobia?
Triskaidekaphobia? Why would you pick a card that's not CDH playable? How am I supposed to know this card?
Yeah, dude, how am I
supposed to know
this shit?
It. It's on my mind. I want this card to be so playable, but it's not. It's garbage. But it's fun.
It's so garbage. I know what it is. I can't fucking get the name. Ah! I don't know what it is. I literally could describe the card. It was the one you just showed me for your fucking dumb Canlander deck.
Yep.
It was that, and I don't
know
what it is.
Yeah, it's that. It was I need that a name. Card. We're not moving on to like
we're going to the goddamn computer.
No.
Rival. Hold on.
He's pulling a Dylan.
Search. Library.
Meanwhile, Adam checking on his Twitter thoughts.
No, I'm working on Sadnaw's stuff behind the scenes.
Discard. Hey, you thought you were going to get it. Behold the Beyond.
There we go.
Five black, black sorcery. Discard your hand. Search your library for three cards. Put those cards into your hands.
Yep. True. All right, moving on to the audience's flavor text. This one should be easy. It's a Geeler card.
Derevi.
It's called Big Bird Goes Bonk. That's all you get. Bonk. No. okay. How could someone so small cause too much trouble? Or wait, no, that's not. I can't read.
Read that again.
How could someone so small cause so much trouble? Nomad Sentry.
Squee. Goblin Nabob.
Yeah, Squee. I play Squee and Food Chain in my deck.
Yeah. Adam, you know Dabob?
Oh, Dabob, my boy. Dabob hung out with Bebin the other day.
Yo, Dabob hung out with Dabebin?
Dabebin.
When he was,
all right, let's.
When he was bobbing these nuts.
Okay, stop. We have to keep some of this. Ligma.
Ligma, by the way, got cut from my deck. It's okay.
Good.
The
card's too trash. No, it's not. Stop it. You're playing a bad card. You're playing a medium card in five colors. Get out of here.
I disagree. It's another fish. The problem
is
no, it's nowhere near another fish. It's the worst version.
No, it's not. Cap, dog tech, pog ape, frog pog.
The only thing closer to another fish is Esper Sentinel. Archivist Ogma is like not even comparable, okay? You know what card? They just printed that new card. It, like, lets you draw a card every time someone plays a multicolored spell. That might be better than Ogma sometimes, okay?
No, that card's dog shit, too.
It is. They're all dog
shit. I'll listen to Key, and I'm not listening to you. Ogma is okay. But the problem was, every time I had it, I had Nahs in hand, and I was like, I'm not going to fucking cast a 2-drop when I can cast Nahs.
I think it's medium. I just, like, you're playing 5 colors. Like, if Blue Farm can't run the card, you should not even be considering running the card.
I cut it. I mean, I put in Dranith. We're going to try that out.
Dranith, you know.
Dranith card.
Good card.
It's 1/3. It attacks.
Yeah. It also blocks Timna pretty
well. Straight the fuck up. It blocks very well.
So, now that you're a champion, Kevin, are you going to leave Sadnaws and forget about us and where you came up now that you're a big guy in the community?
That's what happens when Adam wins a tournament.
Yeah, I'm just ditching. I'm joining Playing with Power, and I'm just going to forget about everything that we've built here.
True. Good thing we'll always have you in our hearts, because that shit ain't happening, bro.
Yeah. Keep that goal in your mind, Adam, because you'll always be 0-3 Trump.
No, honestly, don't let people get you down. Do well in your next tournament. I want to see us all do well at Pun City 2.
Mm, well, see, now that you said that, I'm going to do worse in Pun City 2 just to spite you.
No. Tell yourself that you're a good player.
I'm actually
Kevin,
not
all you
competing.
Have to do is tweet, and that's the same That's the same as winning a tournament.
Getting 16 retweets is the same as getting top 16.
Yes, now you guys are getting it. You guys are understanding. I'm actually
Hashtag
not...
Sub to Daniel Gordon.
I'm actually not competing in Pun City 2. I will be working in Pun City 2.
Sad.
He's got a cast.
Nahs. Sad Nahs.
The boy's got a cast, sadly.
Actually, I got a new position. I got a new position at Eminence for Pun City 2. Okay, I'm the production manager for Pun City 2. Yeah. Very nice. Just means I click the buttons on the stream.
Yeah, don't spite pack me, bro. My friend's the manager here. Don't fuck with me. Yeah.
My dad is actually Richard Garfield, so yeah, don't spite pack me. But
sir, my dad works for Microsoft.
Who's Adam?
I was going to say nothing. I was just trying to interrupt you more so you couldn't speak.
Good. I love it. So one thing I wanted to bring up, interestingly enough, once I won, you know, a lot of fanfare, people were giving me, you know, hey, like, you did great, you know, how's it feel, blah, blah, blah. The one thing I didn't expect was a lot of people, like, people were like, yo, I gotta have your list. And I said, cool, that makes sense. And I would post my list, and then fucking seconds later, they were like, ah, I don't think this is the best list you could play. You can get rid of these cards. This is fucking bad. Don't play this comp. I don't know. I'm like, bro, like, come on, like, I get it. Like, I'm not, like, the fucking king of the hill. Like, I'm not, like, the best player ever. But, like, you don't have to tear my deck to shreds. And so that gets me into why I think Breach Jailer is the best Jailer. I know I'm going to make Pongo a little upset with this one, but mid-range is
Breach
fucking over. Let it go.
Breach King.
Breach is too strong of a card to not play. I flat the fuck out in game one and in game four, just played Breach, no backup, nobody had an answer because no one counters enchantments for some goddamn reason. So yeah, I'm going to be straight with you. If you do not play Turbo Jailer, you are not playing Jailer properly. This fucking deck vrooms.
Okay, well, our friend Alex just built an Ajila deck with 40 warriors in it.
That's PogChamp, dude. That vrooms in a different... That fucks in a different way. That's casual.
Honestly, dude, like, the more I think about, like, Ajila combat, the more warriors, the better, right? Because it just makes you Ajila faster. Yes. But there's, like, no good warriors in CDH.
Oh, Professional Facebreaker is solid.
All right, Professional Facebreaker is kind of lame.
It's okay. I'm not gonna play it in my turbo.
I'm not gonna exile more cards out of my library earlier than I can cast them for no reason. You know what I'm saying?
You make treasures.
I don't think that's how the card works.
Nah, it's how it works. Any card works the way I says it works. Okay.
Oh yeah, true. I forgot. I mean,
if Kevin can say Ligma is a fucking another Mystic Remora, then. We're just making shit up at this point. Let me be clear.
When I say that, in a category of cards that repeatedly draw cards based on game actions, i.e. a fish. Is it as good as Remora? Not even fucking close. Yeah. It is by far the worst fish. And I'm putting Ledger Shredder in that pool. It's arguably worse than Ledger Shredder, right? Like
It's significantly worse than Ledger Shredder.
Well,
and like, but it's a fish, though. Like, it draws cards, and card draw is good. Even if it's not the best card.
We're not putting Shredder in the same category as fish. Or as fish effect. It's not a fish because it's a conditional fish. It's every two spells.
In my mind, Krom is a fish. Right? He fuck draws cards.
Krom is an amalgam.
Krom is a fucking fish.
He's a zombie amalgam.
He's an amalgam.
There are the five fish are Mystic Remora, Rhystic Study, Krom, Esper Sentinel. And then there isn't one.
It says zombie horror, bro.
Draw a card, fish. There you go.
No, Krom is like its own thing. I don't think it's like a Krom or like a fish. Because like fish, I think of tax effects, man. I don't think of fucking, like, I think Esper Sentinel, Mystic Remora, and Rhystic Study. That's it.
This fucking guy doesn't pay for Krom, Jesus Christ.
Man, these are a bunch of rip bozos.
So. Kevin, I wanted to touch on like some of the Discord hostility that you received when people viewed your MBC Ajila. What were some other interactions that happened in that server or DMs or?
It wasn't like super negative, right? It wasn't like hostile, but it was a lot of people. Like I posted my list into the Ajila Discord because like. I fucking forgot I was even in that, right? Like, as soon as the tournament's over, I'm getting pings from every fucking Discord I'm in that's Magic-related. And two of them were from the Ajila Discord, and they were like, congrats on our winner, and blah, blah, blah.
What Discords right? are you like, in that aren't Magic-related?
I got, like, six.
We share a mutual one. It's the Discord Kitten Discord. I saw you were in there the other day. Pretty active.
Yeah. I'm a sub-bottom. But yeah, so like I get pinged in the Jailer Discord, right? Because I'm like the first person to ever take Jailer to a fucking tournament win, which is crazy because the deck's super good. It's almost like mid-range doesn't fucking work. So I posted my list per request, and just there were like four different people that were just like, I don't really know about some of these card choices. I think you should take this out and take that out. And I was like, okay. And then Pongo ripped me open, dude. He was like, actually, Breach is fucking not the way to play in Jailer. And he's like went on and on about mid-range. And I was like, bro, I love you. You literally set the ground floor for me. But fucking let Toski go. That shit ain't work. Like, play Brain Freeze. Brain Freeze is not fucking fair. Storm is not okay to play in this fucking format. So, like, it wasn't bad. I would say the vast majority of messages were great even. So many people were, like, really, really fucking cool. Like, I got a lot of positivity. Most, even the people who were critical, right? Like, they were still like, dude, congrats on winning. But I don't like your list for this reason. Like, they were very nice. And like, I thank everyone, right? Everyone was super cool. Like, I'm not used to being the spotlight or the center of attention for anything. So, kind of being there, even for a brief moment in our tiny little fucking niche fucking children's card game is like, it was cool. It felt good. And like, I felt like people, you know, respected me, which was nice. Like, I don't get that all the time. This was good.
Well,
respect your elders.
I know we respect you on the show, Kevin, and I know for a fact that you're the fan favorite on the show. You're the favorite guest of the show, should I say, even though you're like the newest one. But
true.
First time guest on the show. But yeah, I just feel I just don't understand why people have to question your card choices when you legit just won a tournament. But, you know, Discord people is going to be Discord people's, I guess. I don't know.
True. Discord people going to be fucking, you know.
I have my own thing to say about Discord people, but, I'm turning a new leaf. And my toxicity.
Say something positive instead. You know what? They're very fine individuals, and they have a lot of room to grow.
You know, I consider everybody a good friend of mine, and they got a lot of room to grow. Anyways, so Adam,
yes,
do we want to do a feeding the fish today?
Since
we got Kevin on, the originator of feeding the fish, since we were talking about how Ligma's a fish.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, do you want me to come? Do you want me to come up with a feeding the fish?
Yeah. If you wouldn't mind here, bud.
Yeah. So here, for feeding the fish, I want you guys to tell me what you think the most important card that you've utilized in a tournament before would be. And I want you to defend why that card to you is the most important card in tournament play. And the rest of the players are going to tell you why that card is fucking dog shit. And yeah, in tournament, but what card do you in your deck that you run consistently, do you think is most important to your strategy in tournament play?
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Bevan?
So like, is this like a card that you wouldn't run necessarily all the time, but you're playing it just because of tournaments?
Hey, interpret it how you interpret it, buddy. I'm going to roast your ass when you're done.
All right. I got a timer. Kevin, you want to go first? You got 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Ready, set, go.
Fucking meme bet. Mnemonic Betrayal is weird, right? And like, this is why I was so critical on it. Kian and I and Spencer and I had a lot of arguments on the card. I've come around. The card is very good. But it's really fucking bad in bad pods. And that was my argument, was like, this card is conditional on your opponents. Like, what if your graveyard's empty? You know what? If I'm playing against fucking bad stacks players with empty graveyards, they aren't doing anything. I just win. I win because of other reasons, right? Meme Betrayal is there to back me up when we've gone like Nahs, Fluster, Fierce Guardianship, all fucking Culling Ritual my Rog, like, or Culling the Weak my Rog. And people, they have these fuck spells in their bin, right? And you're like, I see a DT, a Thoracle, a Tainted Pact, and a Silence. I think I can fucking do this, right? And then you cast a fucking Thoracle off a Mana Crypt because, you know, Meme Bat's a good card. So would I play Betrayal all the time? Maybe. It's kind of weird. Local meta, you know, if everyone's on fucking TNT, like, stacks, you know, don't. Just maybe not. But in a tournament, I think specifically, Meme Bat is really good once you hit, like, a couple wins, and especially top 16. I unfortunately didn't get to see it in my top 16 and top 4 game, but, like, I was paying attention to the cards in bin, and it was a win. Like, if I top decked it, the game was over. It just immediately. So I've turned a new leaf. I think Meme Bat is a really fucking good card. I highly recommend playing it. And yeah, that's my fish. It's fully fed. I'll pay for Crom.
Okay.
All right, you can go first, Kian.
All right. Well, Kevin, this was gonna be my card. I fucking love Meme Betrayal. I got into top 16 off Oko, off of Meme Betrayal. I think this card is absolutely bonkers. Every blue black deck should be playing it. Kevin and Spencer always fight me on it. Oh, bad card. a better GU meta. Fuck a GU meta, okay? We're not playing with fucking bozos all the time, okay? We got to play to the decks that actually win games, okay? And if you're playing against decks that win games, Meme Betrayal is goated. Late game, like turn five, you cast a Meme Betrayal, you just win the game. Like, there has to be something in there. The mono wheels people play. Like, yes, there's Time Twister. Like, people go for breach lines. They get stopped, you know. Like Kevin said, top 16 and above, this card is goated. Like, I agree that it may have some, like, difficulty in the Swiss rounds, but you can always just pitch it to Force Will or imprint it off Chromebox Dog Keck. But, yeah, that's what I got. Adam?
Yeah. I mean, listen, bro. Meme Betrayal, good card. We tell you to play it. The whole world of Sadness tells you to play it. Like, we like the card. It's Dimir, blue-black. You can't go wrong, right? But it's not good in every situation, right? Like, what are you going to do with a Meme Betrayal on turn one? There's nothing in graveyards, right? Like, the card isn't just, like, that good of a win condition, you know? And if you're in other colors besides blue-black, you can't even play the card. So what the fuck? That's right there. That card sucks.
This is an argument. What the fuck about this? Sounds like a Discord argument right now.
No, if it was colorless, then I'd say, yeah, good card. You could play it in every deck, but you can't, and therefore it's dog shit. Unplayable.
That's what all blue and black are bad.
Hey, it's my turn to talk, buddy.
Hey, Kevin, shut the fuck up.
Your time.
Mute him.
Yeah. I think Meme Betrayal is good. You can't really argue against the card. It's a backup. It's a one card win condition. If you need a tutor for one card to win you the game, Meme Betrayal, pretty good odds going to do it. I mean, I like the card. Yeah,
I don't think we have any negatives to say about good card.
Yeah,
Adam, you want to go?
Sure.
All right. Think of a card.
So here we go. The most important card, most integral card to my strategy is Pact of Negation. Okay. Pact of Negation has so much utility outside of just being a counter spell. Okay. It's a king making piece. You can hand the game to somebody else. If you don't want to win the game, you can give it to your opponent. You can say, hey, here's the game for you. I want you to win. Right. You can also use it as a political tool. So when people tell you that politics aren't viable in CDH, you can bring out your Pact of Negation. You say, oh, yeah, buddy. Well, watch this, okay? And you put it on the stack and you watch the table melt into the floor because they've never seen you do such an impressive play, all right? That's why Pact of Negation is so integral to my strategy, okay? You don't even need mana to cast it. It's a free spell, and you should cast it whenever you have it. Even if someone's putting a spell that does it, they're putting a dork in the play, Pact of Negation that shit, dude. Show them that you're not afraid to counter their spells, all right? That's why Pact of Negation to me is the most important tournament card that you could play. It's the most important magic card that you can play. It's why it's restricted in other format. Like, it's just so busted, you know. Pact of Negation, I don't think you can argue with it. I don't think there's anything to say. We can just move right on to the card that you're picking, Kian, because we don't need to hear you guys tell me why. There's no defense. So, yeah.
2 minutes on the clock.
Okay. 2 minutes on the clock. I'll keep going.
No. You shut the fuck up. It's our turn.
All right. Go ahead, Kevin.
Kian, you can go. Oh, I'll take it. Okay. I mean, I feel like you play Pact all the time, right? Like, if you're in blue, you play Pact. There's not really, like, it's not like a tournament-specific card. Obviously, you're memeing because you got fucked on by CDH TV and Mons, right? So, like, I get the meme. I get the joke. But I actually do agree that it is a very powerful politicking tool, right? I think so. When people are like, you don't spite packs, yeah, don't fucking spite packs. You're wasting the card, right? You're fucking taking one sip of your Gatorade and throwing it away. Like, flash that motherfucker and be like, I will kill everyone at this table. You be like fucking Steve Carell in fucking whatever movie where he pulls a grenade and just goes, ah, you turn around and you're like, I'll fucking kill all of us. I don't give a shit, right? Pact of Negation's strongest tool is that it's in your hand. If people know you have Pact, you'd be like, I will fucking destroy everything here. I don't give a fuck. You tell everyone, you give them Spencer energy, you vroom them, you say, I don't give a fuck. I will counter your fucking mana crypt. I swear to God, do not fuck with me. And it will work, right? So yeah, I like the card. It's a good card. You should play it anyways. But I think for tournaments, you can straight up, you can get them dubs solely off of threatening Zane.
Countering his defense Zane crypt. Specifically.
All right, so I agree that it's a good political tool. If you're playing blue, you're always playing Pact of Negation. That's a no-brainer, unless you're like a fucking bonk that is like doesn't like to play counter spells. You know, that's obvious. But what I don't like about Pact and why you chose this exact card is for argumentative reasons is because you don't play-packed in specific situations. Like when you can't pay for it. I think that's just...
What are you talking about?
Shut up. No, stop. I got
what are you paying for? It's zero mana.
I got 9 seconds left. You fuck. Now I get a... I guess I got to restart 2 minutes.
Time extension. Yeah. I'm a judge. Time extension.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, if minutes. You can't pay for it, then I don't think it's casting. Then it's worth casting if you're reading the table correctly. I don't know. That's just me.
You can squeak a tie.
Throw for content, you know. I'm actually super
on Adam's side. No. Fuck that. I'm super on Adam's side. In a tournament specifically... Destroying one person's win con when time's almost up in rounds, fucking in.
Okay, so let's say they don't have a backup. You destroy their win con, then you lose the game. This was your winning into top 16. You lose the game because you cast Pact Negation. What now?
I mean, yeah, sometimes it's not.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, you can't do that in every situation.
But he was going to lose the game if Zane wins anyways.
He either loses one or point. Loses. I'm saying
no, but the Pact of Negation helped him.
On the stack, if you put it on the stack, not correct. Just...
You don't need to, though. That's why it's so good. You don't even need to correct. Put it on the stack.
I agreed with you that it's a good political tool, but putting it on the stack is a different situation.
Yes, and that's why I have problems. The problem is... Threatening to put it on the stack is always the right play. Actually putting it on the stack is not always the right play.
That's why I'm saying putting it on the stack is a completely different situation than being like, oh, I got a pact in my hand, you play your spells.
Sometimes it eats a dispel.
All right.
Good enough.
All right.
Zero mana, eat dispel.
And by the way, you're talking about paying for pact. There's nothing to pay for, dude. It's zero mana. Just throw it on the stack.
Straight up. Just cast it.
Dog kick. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I run Stifle in my deck. Don't worry about it.
No. You just rip Nas, right? And then you never had to pay for it.
Oh, yeah, true. And then you get to your main phase and die. Anyways, so moving on to my card here. Kevin stole my card like a bitch. So
it's almost like I exiled it and cast it from exile.
Stop Praetor's grasping me, bro. Stop grasping me, bro. Anyway, so I got my card here. It's a little card that I like to call You Don't Play the Game on my turn. Grand Abolisher. I think Grand Abolisher is a fucking broken Magic card compared with, or not compared with, but with in conjunction with like cards like Final Fortune, Warrior's Oath, Chance for Glory, Cavern of Souls, which is really good in the mirror mat. So blue farm and rock size because they can't interact with it unless they force will it. But I think this card is insanely good in a tournament setting. You're always gonna have the win after you resolve an abolisher. It's basically a I win. They either have to have Odawara,
Mindbreak Trap,
Baseju. Or like Engandro or something, but who plays that card? All right, so it's either Bajuju or Odawara to interact with your Breach combo or with your Thoracle combo. And yeah, I just think this card's really good. Good in tournament settings when you can tell them no, they can't activate abilities or cast spells. You know, that's always a good sign. That's why we play white, boys. Abolisher, go Burr. That's all I got.
Adam?
It's not that great, dude. Like, we don't even play it in Najeela. Like, Abolisher is, like, good. Like, what? We don't. I mean, what do you... I'll let you go. We play Bring to Light because that shit's gas. What do you need Abolisher for when you got Defense Grid, baby? No, we don't play
Defense Grid. I play Bring to Light. I'm trying it. We're seeing how it works. But, like, I literally put in Abolisher, like, 2 days before I went to this tournament. It was fucking nasty. Yeah, Kian was the one who... He tried to get me on Defense Grid, and I was like, I should do Abolisher. And he was like, you should do Abolisher, right? Because I was leaning a little more white. Yeah, Abolisher, good card. It's fucking good. Don't listen to 03 Adam.
No, I think Abolisher is good, but like you don't need it. Like every white deck doesn't need to be playing Abolisher, especially with the prevalence of like other effects that do the same thing. Silence and Ranger Captain, like... Sometimes, you know, you don't always need the Abolisher. Now you have Myrel. Who even needs Abolisher? You make 1/1s when you do it. Like, come on. Let's think about it. And you know what? Abolisher dies to Pact of Negation. It gets countered. Why would you ever want to play a card that loses to Pact of Negation?
I will say, specifically, not Atlantically, but specifically for Najeela, we don't play as much interaction just because the deck's really tight. So, like, having a white card that just says fuck your counterspells, kind of good. Like, we already go white-white for Ranger Captain, which is, like, the reason to play white, because it's the best fucking card in white. I can play Abolisher off of it, too. good enough. I already play like fucking 5,000 goddamn five color lands. Tarnished Citadel is a really good land. If anyone tells you it's not, tell them they're a bonk bonk, because Tarnished Citadel casts, hear me out, Pact of Negation. There you go.
That's right. Now we got it. Now we got it. Well, Kevin, you have to leave soon, so I think this is a good time for us to wrap it up. What do you say, boys?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
All right. So, hey, Kevin, congratulations on being the champion of Chaos 6. We're really proud of you. We're very proud fathers. We grew you into the young, strapping CDH boy that you are. And it's all thanks to us that you have any success in the format. And so, look at, there's the Jeeler. And a big kiss. Whoa, disrespecting the lady. Yo, my God.
I'm respecting her. She likes it. She likes Lumber.
Okay. So, before we end, again, we would like to thank all of our high-tier patrons. Thank you to Dude, Usable Object, Senator Tom, Scorish, Unorthodox Bird, M. Pfefferman, Jeff Bezos, Domino, Just Ice, Geos, Justin, and our resident Chad Nas patron, Valhalla C. Shouts out to the Chad Nas. If you'd like to support us, as well, you can do so at patreon.com/sadnaws, and you too can get a shout out or even appear on an episode. And for those of you that haven't already joined our Discord, what the fuck, man? Come on now. We're zooming. Kevin's winning tournaments. You can talk to a tournament champion. Where else can you do that? Nowhere. Don't go to Comedian's Discord, because he hasn't won a tournament in like 3 months. So we're talking washed, you know? Join our Discord where Kevin won a tournament last month. That's the newest champ, the people's champ, the champ. Kevin, Bevin.
Mox Masters didn't happen.
We won't count Mox Masters. We're just talking about the free ones. But yeah, come in the Discord. Come chat with us. We got homies. We got people. We got friends. We got love. We got energy. We got vibes. What else do we got? We've got beer. We talk about
Hamter.
We have
a 2.5 hour long argument over Pact of Negation. It's 7 o'clock in the morning.
We did. I woke up to this bullshit and wanted to go back to bed.
Yeah, go do that. We're on all different channels. We're on CDH TV. You can find us on Comedian. You can find us on like Playing with Powers Twitch sometime. There's all this shit we're doing. Fucking
yo, listen, Mox Masters, more like Don Waker Thrasios takes 2 hours. Thoughts.
True. Thoughts. Let's see here. But yeah, you can talk to us about episodes, get deck building advice, chat about your day. We're also local to the Metro Milwaukee area, so we got the CDH Wisconsin channels in our Discord. So if you play CDH in Wisconsin, join our Discord, and you can hear about local games, new local LGSs opening up, like the one I'm opening up, as well as tournament locations, discussions, and things like that. So we would love to have you. And finally, whether you're listening on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, at the space station, on Mars, wherever you're listening to the Sad Nauz CDH podcast, you should subscribe, leave a comment, drop us a review, give us an upvote on Reddit, wherever you're seeing us, share us with your friends, because it really helps us with growing our channel and gives us the ability to work with new people like Bevin, the Chaos 6 tournament champion.
Thanks for coming on our show, by the way. Really,
yeah, thank
it.
You, Bevin. Yeah,
it's a pleasure. I love being here. It's great to meet you guys.
What would you say if we offered you a position here on the Sad Nauz Seed Age podcast permanently?
My MS profile is a little too good for that.
Oh, hit us with the truth. But
you know what? I'll take it.
Oh, there you go. Hey, congratulations. New member of the podcast, Bevin. And with that, we'll end the episode on a high note. So we hope that everyone listening have a great week, and we will see you on the next one.
Remember.
He's
Vroom. Oh, we should have had a Vroom.
It's Vroomy.